Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like to put my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bulb.
Light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, how is that? What? How does that even matter?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, June 11, 2016. This is MG. I'm joined each and every show. He's capable, he's funny, it's Gigi. Having some technical difficulties there in his studio. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
Yeah, he's aggravated. You can tell. Yeah, you can always tell the aggravation. He's with the sports or something going on. He's about to get going on the show. And then he's having some technical difficulties. Hopefully our technical department can figure it out for him. But you got us, the 2Gs, on the Blog Talk Radio station. Glad you joined us here on a Saturday afternoon, or maybe it's a Saturday evening if you're in England, in Europe. Or maybe it's somewhere in the morning. Okay, buddy, you got us today. Let me give you some numbers. You can listen to the show on your phone, on your computer. 619-393-6728. That is 619-393-6728. You can hit the one button. That will get you in our lobby if you want to get on the show, which we encourage. We're also in the chat room. I'm there. I don't know if G got it back in. Maybe not yet, but I'm there. blogtalkradio.com / the 2Gs. You can interact with us that way as well. All right, G, what we got going on here today?
Well, first of all, I'm on nothing, so I can't get on to anything. I'm just in the beginning of the screen. I can't do anything. You know, can't click on nothing, so I don't know what the hell's going on here. You know, just at the, you know what I mean? If this is what I know, and I would have said, forget about the show. I'm so disgusted, you know. I had things planned, you prepare for the damn show and then everything goes kaput, you know. I had all day to do this, a half hour later on. No, it's got to do right now at 5 o'clock, you know what I mean? It's kind of ridiculous.
It is annoying. You can't do this morning, this afternoon, we'll do it after the show. No, right before the show, you have all these difficulties. And I don't know where our technical, call the technical department. See, they come over there and see they can fix it.
So anyway, before we get going, of course, we lost a few people this week. Kimbo Slice, Kimbo Slice came to prominence in the, on the YouTube. He was a YouTube sensation with his MMA fighting. Let's go to our correspondent.
Yeah, work.
And still got technical difficulties. Can't go to the forum enough to our correspondent. But anyway, Kimbo Slice, big MMA Bellator fighter, died at the age of 42, believe, a heart attack. Also, sad news coming out of Orlando today. Real sad news. I don't know if you followed the show, but I've always watched is The Voice. I watched it since the beginning. That's where they did, you know, they turned the chairs and they hear the voice. And she was a great singer. I think she was on season 6. Her name is Christina Grimmie. She was also a teenager on the YouTube and got prominence on the YouTube there and went on The Voice. Made it to the show and actually came in third place in season 6. The bad news is that she was at the show last night in Orlando. And as she was signing autographs, a person came up and shot her. They rushed her to the hospital, and she died. It's a shame. She's only 22 years old. And the brother tackled the guy and to the ground. As he went to the ground, the guy shot himself. But it's a shame that this Christina Grimmie, 22 years old, just coming out, you know, making it big now in the music industry, is dead at the age of 22. And then a guy that I've grown up with in the sports world, I mean, probably right up there with like Babe Ruth in baseball, maybe Jordan in basketball. Even his name is Mr. Hockey. One of the greatest sports legends of all time, Gordie Howe, has passed away at the age of 88. I mean, a tremendous athlete. Played in 33, just think of this, 33 seasons of hockey, 26 in the NHL, 7 in the old WHA, the World Hockey League that came out, and came back, played with the Hartford Whalers for a year. He's at the age of 52 to play with his sons, you know, Marty and Mark Howe. Mark Howe, who's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Gordie Howe, just a legendary hockey player. Had all the records in hockey until Gretzky came along. I mean, the most goals. He still holds the record for most seasons, of course, and most games played in hockey. But Gretzky beat him out. He had 800, I think, one or two goals, but Gretzky passed him up by 894. But the great Gordie Howe died at the age of 88, and our condolences go out to Kimbo Slice, Christina Grimmie, and Gordie Howe family from the 2Gs.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, especially in that day and age in hockey, there was no helmets. They didn't wear helmets.
Let's listen to this world news from the BBC on us. And let's I know, technical stuff going on here. It's unbelievable. I mean, nothing is working. And this is a joke with this stuff. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go on, brother. You took over the show.
And so 33 years. I mean, in hockey back then, you know, there was no helmets. There was a much vicious. It's still vicious today, but to play 33 seasons, that's amazing. And to live that long, 88 years old, you would think the beating that people take in hockey, you know, you would think that their lifespan maybe would be shortened. But that is amazing. All right, brother. Let's move here. A couple topics. I want to hit a couple topics here. Some of the news, some not in the news. I'm going to hit the one that's not in the news first because you and I both do this. I don't know why I got involved in this Publishers Clearinghouse. I do play my Fantasy 5 here in Florida. It's 5 numbers. I've been playing the same numbers since October of 1998, 6, 9, 17, 21, 22. But I play this Publishers Clearinghouse. I know you did the same thing. And let me tell you, I even bought something, and they stunk. The batteries, I bought batteries. You plug it in. 2 minutes later, the batteries are dead. I mean, what a joke. What kind of batteries are these? Horrible batteries. And all they do, brother, every day in my email, I get the same thing. Alert, urgent. You got to confirm these numbers. I'm constantly doing it. oh, that the florist has been picked out on Lee Boulevard where I live. And then the mailing. You get the mailings. They must be killing 10,000 trees a day to get all this mailing that you got to put the stickers. I'm sorry, $7,000 a week for life. Give me a break. I think, where are they getting the money to do that, number one? But I don't know why the hell I got involved in that. Brother, you have the same experience?
What a mistake. I got the same experience. And not only that, I mean, I thought it was supposed to be February you win. You know, then it says, you better put your numbers in for the April freaking thing. I put my numbers in. Then it says, you got to wait June. Hurry up. Put your numbers in for June. I mean, for Christ's sake, would you pick the numbers? Get it over with. I can't take it anymore. I mean, they go, you have to put your numbers in. Hurry up, because they got to be validated. Validated. He goes, the next day is, those numbers are validated, but you need to validate them today for tomorrow. What the hell is that? I did it yesterday. I validated it. You tell me I got to validate it for tomorrow? Oh, man, I hope you have to search, do your search thing. That's annoying. I mean, I keep putting the numbers in. Hurry up, the truck is, the van is on its way. Open the gate. I'm opening the gate. There's no
open
van
the
out
gate.
There for me.
Open the gate.
Open the gate. We're coming in. I'm opening gates and taking a little wind and, with the balloons. I'm waiting for the balloons to go flying in. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Enough is enough. They never pick the numbers.
I mean, but at least you didn't make the mistake. I'm telling you, I bought a hose and I bought batteries. And what a disaster! Both the hose was too bad, but then I don't know what I need a hose for.
I mean, what do you expect? You buy a hose for $2.
I don't know how the hell they can afford this. $7,000 now. They just gave away $5,000. Then they're gonna. I mean, how are they affording all this crap? $7,000 a week for life. That's almost $35,000. You have 4 weeks. That's about $30,000 a month. Where are they coming? They're not selling that much stuff. I don't know about that one, but you're the same way. But did they tell you that the florist was picked out?
Oh, yeah. They got nice flowers coming. Make sure I have a vase. I got to have a vase.
You got a vase.
They told me the size of the vase. You know, it's got to be like a 10-inch round because they're bringing all these flowers. Boy, you got to have enough to fit them in the vase.
That publisher's clearinghouse. What a joke. I'm not the only one that did it. I couldn't believe it.
I did it
twice already. I fell for this thing. And then you're not getting the stuff in the mail, though, brother. The stuff in the mail with all the stuff to buy. You got to move the sticker over. You don't get those either?
Yeah, well, I started with that. Then I went, paperless. So now you can do it online. You got to do it online. And that's how you validate your numbers. That you know, you got to search. Maybe they want you to buy something. It's stuff that they want you to buy. You know what I mean? Cups that you can drink upside down.
Open the
need a cup that I can drink upside down with. You know what I mean? I'm going to be trapped in a box somewhere and I need something to drink. I got to drink upside down. I mean, it's insane, the stuff that they're selling, you know?
I tell you, don't buy the batteries. They couldn't light a flashlight for 5 minutes. What a joke. And a big pack of batteries. What a waste.
You know, three payments of $3.99, you can get a glass that holds water. I mean, three payments of $3.99, you get a glass that holds water. What the heck?
Oh, my
people
God.
People buying this crap.
Not me. The same way that publisher's clearing out. I got sucked in. It sounds good, but forget about it. All right, but let's move on to another news. It's tough to fit in the news. You tell me, brother. We got this thing in Stanford swimmer. Okay, this guy's a great swimmer, but I guess he goes to a party. And anyway, long story short, this guy is found. It's a good thing two people came by. This guy is raping an intoxicated woman behind a dumpster. Okay? No question that he did it. There's no question about that. He sounds guilty. He could spend up to 30, I think up to 45 years in jail. That could be the maximum sentence. This judge gives him 6 months. I mean, give me a break. And then the father, well, I understand you're going to stand by your son, but the father rapist, did you read the letter that he wrote for the court saying that his son has suffered enough? He doesn't enjoy steak anymore. All this because he got 20 minutes of action? 20 minutes of action? He was raping somebody. And this judge gives him 6 months, and this judge is coming under fire now. I mean, they want to recall this guy. You hear about that story, brother, and what's your take on it?
This story makes me sick. They should throw the key away for this guy. So behind a dumpster, the woman is unconscious. And he didn't get up for rape or so because you actually have to use body parts. He was using something on her, so he got an assault on her. But this is just – and the judge, who's a Stanford grad, okay, the judge says he should be put away with the kid for the injustice that they gave him. And they write a letter saying that, you know, this poor kid, he's going to have a death sentence if he goes to jail, 20 minutes of life. I mean, there's a lot of people in jail for 20 minutes of life, what they did wrong. They should throw this kid in jail, throw away the key, put the right next there with the judge. This is a disgrace. And that one time that he even mentioned that poor woman, they didn't even mention anything about the woman. All I cared about was his son. What a disgrace.
That's great. And again, I understand the father wants to stand by his son, but you can say, you know, my son did a terrible act. Our hearts go out to the victim. I mean, you can just mouth the words or write it down. You don't even have to be sincere, which you should be sincere. But you can still stand there for your son and be there for your son. But to make it, not even mention the woman, he suffered enough. I make a mistake. He doesn't enjoy his steaks anymore. I mean, all for 20 minutes of action. That's a disgrace. And now I was watching the news, and they're having a very difficult time finding jurors to serve under this judge. A lot of jurors are saying, I can't serve under him. What happened? It's affecting me. He's going to be recalled. They got over 1 million signatures already. They're going to have to get this guy off the bench.
Yep, and he's running for election against nobody. Okay, there's nobody running against this guy. But they got to, I don't know what you can do with a judge impeach. This is ridiculous. I mean, he got the jury, 3 cases of assault, 3 cases. 3 felony accounts on this kid. 3. And he gets 6 months getting off in 3 months?
Yeah, he's
getting
off in 3 months, they said.
I mean, what an embarrassment in the system, I mean. And that somewhere a few years back in the same area in court, this guy was convicted of rape, and 5 years later found out he didn't do it. He got 5 years for something he didn't do. This guy got caught. They held him down until the cops came.
Good thing.
This is a joke.
That is a joke, but it's an uproar, brother. It's not easy. Sometimes the two G's go in uproar things, and we wonder where the outcry is. But there's outcry on this one, and this is just it really is a joke. Unbelievable. So let's get to another take on another thing that was in the news about a couple weeks back. But this one was a little boy slips away from his mother at the Cincinnati Zoo. I don't know how he did it, because if you look at it, they showed you the enclosure. I mean, it is pretty sophisticated how to get in there. But this kid somehow get away from his mother, falls, goes down into the gorilla, the silverback gorilla, 17-year-old male, and falls in there. And eventually they had to shoot the gorilla, unfortunately, it had to, and kill the gorilla. And of course, a lot of people are outraged about this. They should be. I mean, the gorilla wasn't doing anything. But, yeah, you got to save the kid's life. That he could kill that baby in a millisecond. But people started to say, like, oh, well, look back a couple years back. There have been two other instances where somebody fell in and the gorilla was protecting them. Yeah, you know, he could have been protecting the baby. He wasn't, you know, he was dragging him around. But you can't take a chance. So, unfortunately, I'm sad about what happened. I don't think the mother should be pressed charges against the mother. People wanted that. But what's your take on the gorilla and the Cincinnati Zoo?
First of all, you have no choice. You have to shoot the gorilla, okay? There's a little kid in there.
Absolutely.
You understand the gorilla's instinct, even if it was a male instinct. But anyway, that most if this kid was in any other area, the tiger thing or whatever, he would be torn apart in seconds. You know what I mean?
True.
But because of the gorilla, of the protection, they're almost human.
They do.
He was kind of protected, but of course he's going to be rough on the kid. But they had no choice. They have to tranquilize it. You can't, because it takes a long time for the gorilla. Yeah. Who knows what's happening? Fall down on the kid, you know. They did what had to do. I don't understand how the kid got in there.
I don't know.
You can't do anything to the parents, because I was a parent. We're all parents. Somewhere along the line, 1 second, a kid ran, you know what I mean? You lose your kid for a second or whatever. But the how he got in there, I have no idea.
I don't know, but they show you, went behind the scene, they show you how to, it's not easy to get in there. I mean, you got to be, it's amazing. And you're right about the gorilla, and I do feel bad because they do have that instinct. And there's a strong possibility, it's not a strong possibility, that he would have just protected the kid. Like, it looked like he was, you know, standing over. He was getting agitated, I think, with the onlookers, and they were screaming, and I think he was getting, but again, you cannot take a chance because he may be trying to protect the kid, but he was getting pretty rough with the kid. You know what I'm saying? The kid's only 2 years old, so you have to kill the gorilla. But it's a sad story. It really is.
I mean, it is a sad. It's hard to imagine. I mean, he grabbed that kid and right through the water of the moat. You see that when he grabbed him and swung him?
Yeah.
Man, I felt for that kid. You know what I mean? He had no choice. It's sad, you know, that I had to take him down. He was born and raised there, and you know, but. When it comes to saving a child, what are you going to do? You have to take, you know, I don't fault the...
You got to do that. And they did save some of his sperm because they knew what they were trying to do. And really, he did come from Texas, though, brother. He came from Texas, this gorilla. They moved into Cincinnati not that long ago. So he would be with these two females. So try to, you know, because it's an endangered species, so they were trying to... But they did, I don't know how, if they did it before or after, they did save and be able to get some sperm. So maybe they can... get into the old two ladies over there. But, it's an unbelievable story. But you're right. If that goes into a tiger or a lion or anything else, the kid's done in seconds. It's amazing with the gorilla, with the instincts there, that they're very, very protective. It's a sad story. 619-393-6728. You are listening to the 2G show. We got some people in the guests in the chat room. Guest 1441. We're glad you're with us. But it's all about anything with playoffs. I'm not really following basketball. I could care less. I do hope the Golden State does win. I don't want LeBron. I don't want Shoop it. And I don't want J.R. Smith getting a title. So in the hockey, I think Pittsburgh's still going to get it. I'm hoping against hope that San Jose wins the next two. And I'd be happy if San Jose won it. And so what's your take? And baseball, your team's looking pretty good. My team's got no hitting. The pitching's okay. Harvey seems to turn it around. But give me some take on sports here, brother.
First of all, your friend there, Frank. What's his name? Frank?
Frank.
He probably, he couldn't celebrate with the hockey with the Pittsburgh. His Pittsburgh team, right? He's a Penguins fan.
Yeah, he's a Pittsburgh fan. I know. He's excited. Frank McGann is very excited that his team, the Penguins, are going to win the Cup.
Yeah. So he was probably out there ready to celebrate the other day. Hockey is funny. I mean, it's crazy hockey because the Pittsburgh goes up 3-1 by winning a game in San Jose. You think all the momentum. They come over, you know, and the game starts. San Jose gets two goals right away. Here comes Pittsburgh. Boom, boom, boom. 20 seconds. They score two. You think it's over with. I mean, San Jose, 2-0. The goals are wiped out. It's 2-2. But yet they score again. It's at 3-2, and then they go on to win 4-2. I mean, hockey is unbelievable. Basketball, you know, if you can't go to sleep, just put on the game. It's I don't know what it is. What's the interest in football?
No,
I mean, I watch maybe 5-10 minutes, the most of the finals. I mean, I haven't watched any of the finals in basketball. I mean, then I look at all the games of blowouts. Who can watch them anyway? But I'm not into the basketball and. I'm with you. Let the Golden State win again. Who cares? I mean, they already got one. And, you know, let the guys that they, from the Knicks and all those guys lose, you know. But, so that, you know, the hockey is so much more exciting. I don't know why people don't watch hockey. They say, you know, baseball too boring, blah, blah, blah. Hockey is so exciting. But yet we can't get the eyes to the TV. It just drives me crazy.
That's true. And I do want to say something because I'm going to give you a chat room, but me and Frank were chatting on Facebook this past week, and I said, I think I'm over AGT, I wrote on Facebook, but I can't get away from it because I've watched the last two, and it's fantastic. So Frank attacked me a little bit on Facebook and said, you know, well, he said, this will be your favorite show, and I don't know if we got on this thing, but he said that Gigi is the star of the show. So I agreed. So now after you went after him on Pittsburgh, Frank says, I always said Gigi is the star. Wow. And I said, see, he turned on you. So.
You got to give me a heads up on that, you know? You got to give me a heads up that somebody's doing that, you know, because I'm not on the Facebook.
You know what's funny, brother?
You know, that's Gary the Hat.
You know what's funny, brother?
Gary
the Hat. What is it?
Give me a heads up, bro.
I know, brother, but that's funny, brother. You never say any bad about, I'm going to be frank, like one of our great listeners. And the week, a couple of days before he was praising you, the first time you took a little dig at him, when I normally do that, and you did it, that's like the time when Aunt Marie and Uncle Johnny, that time when they never listened to the show ever. In 10 years, they listened maybe one time. You know, one time they listened, they went after Uncle Johnny. You couldn't make that stuff up. Today,
no.
Same thing with Frank. You stepped right into it.
Oh, man.
What about baseball here, bro? Your team, your Yankees look like they're doing turning it around a little bit.
I tell you, CC Sabathia. I mean, he's turning. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is not like one game or two games. This is 6-7 starts now. He found out how to pitch, and if he continues like this, and they you know, just get some decent hitting once in a while, I mean, we have a shot.
Nobody's gonna want to weigh in. You got Beltran.
I tell you, man, best player on the team right now is Beltran.
Hey,
he wants another contract.
If he gets in the Hall of Fame, I stop watching baseball. He's not a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer. Look at his numbers.
Oh, he's nuts. I don't like his numbers now.
8 years, HOF numbers he's got. At least eight.
Let me ask you a question, bud. And I think you're right. I was just playing because I can't stand Beltran.
But, no, you can't stand it because he struck out once. I mean, if he carried you in that series, then
Not just he struck out at that time. When it was the Mets, constantly hurt, the little here, the little knee, this, it's constantly hurt. Couldn't stand it. But anyway, if he does get in the Hall of Fame, say he plays the Yankees, and maybe he plays, I don't know, next year he plays with one team for a year. What team does he go see? He's moved around. What team does he go? What team does he go to, does he pick to go to the Hall of Fame with? Kansas City? Houston?
Yeah, I would say Kansas City, where he started from.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want him to come in the Mets. Please don't pick the Mets.
No, he won't pick the Mets.
Good. Don't pick the Mets. Can't stand. I don't want that, though. Every time
I
play him on my baseball.
Kansas City, but the Hall picks it. He doesn't pick it.
What about Houston?
The Hall that picks
it. That's true. But what about Houston?
Well, how many years did he play in Houston?
Yeah, but he had that big series there. You know, that's not many years, but he had that big numbers he put up there.
He had that big series. That's how come the Mets signed him for that big contract.
I don't think the Yankees, though, I'll be honest. I think you're right, Kansas City. I think Kansas City. And frankly, he's on the borderline. Yeah, he is on the borderline. He probably going to get in. All right, brother. Listen, next week we're not going to be around because you got an engagement to go to. So you got a little social diamond thing you have to go to next week. So we're gone for 2 weeks. You're popular, boy.
No, you got to go. I mean, this is ridiculous. People want to see you. I mean, you have to go to these things. We're not paying for anything, so don't worry about it.
Not taking
anything out of your
pocket. 90 seconds, brother, 90 seconds. Final thoughts.
All right, first I want to say happy birthday to my daughter-in-law, Jackie, yesterday was her birthday, and also because we're not going to be on the air, to my grandson and your nephew, Dominic. He's going to be 2 next week. So happy birthday to them. Appreciate everybody listening. And around the world, wherever you're listening to, and adios, muchachos, and everybody, take it easy.
We hope the great Dave Mace has a great show. He's in West Palm Beach today. The 2 G's are not going to be there. He will be in Jones Beach, Frank, June 27th. Go see the legend before he retires. Anyway, we'll be gone for 2 weeks because Gigi's got to go to a barbecue next week. So he'll be out, and I'm not taking over the show. And then we're gone the last week. So we'll be back in July. Happy Father's Day out there. If we miss Father's Day, happy 4th of July if we miss that. And so for Gigi, this is NG. Thanks for listening. Good night, America.